This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation lies, deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 13th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I know I lead off with this every week, but it is so true this week. A very interesting week in the news for sure. I'm going to briefly cover the raid on President Trump because I know everyone has covered it. And it's really interesting this past week how Glenn, I'll change my views for a check, and even Sean, the CIA pawn Hannity, sound more and more like what, you know, myself and many others on RBN and many others have reported for years about, you know, the two-tier injustice system. But it really is a remarkable turn of events, and I'm going to cover that briefly here shortly. But a couple of things I wanted to mention. Someone emailed me the documentary Israel, Our Greatest Ally. It's on BitChute. It's a lengthy documentary, but that one's definitely worth a look-see. So again, Israel, Our Greatest Ally on BitChute. I wanted to make mention of that. And also, Mike in Kentucky last week was making some really interesting commentary on with Alan, and I know but you just have to check it out. I just wanted to give Mike the thumbs up. I thought he really made some interesting points last week. He was on with Alan last Sunday morning. So, to get us started, yeah, we're planning on doing everything just like we normally do, taking phone calls all next hour. I'm going to move fast through this because I want to get past the Donald Trump stuff. But I wanted to read exactly what Donald Trump said when this first happened because I've not seen none of the mainstream media has actually played what he had to say, and I've got a Mark Dice clip we may play a little later with his take on this, because I kind of find, you know, it's good to have a little bit of humor. Also, the United Spot, I got a clip from that if we have time to play it. The Babylon Bee's been censored. Again, you can't even make fun or take a humorous look at the news, but I'm going to try to go a bit further on why, in my humble opinion, we are seeing this happen and seeing this happen right now, more than just the take that, you know, oh, they're doing this so Donald Trump can't run for president. I think there's a much bigger picture here if you stand back and look. But here we go. Former President Trump on Monday said that his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida was under siege by a large group of FBI agents conducting a search warrant. This is him speaking. Nothing like this has ever happened. This is Fox News. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate, Trump said. It is a prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, right now, if you go to, like, Drudge Report and look at the headlines, once you get past Rushdie was stabbed, which is interesting. You know, that's 30-year-old stuff there. I thought that was in the past. But, man, you get them Muslims upset. They hold a grudge, right? Feds hunt stolen nuke docs. This is Drudge Report. Search warrant. Text, Espionage Act violations, obstruction of justice, stash seized from Mar-a-Lago, top secret. You know, it's funny, the media is acting like it's too top secret for the former president, who I think the president's the one that declassifies stuff from top secret. But they act like it's too secret for the president, who, you know, obviously would have top secret clearance, right? But anyway, back to what the president said. Such an assault could only take place in a broken third world country. Sadly, America has become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. I agree with that. Trump said, alleging that the FBI agents broke into his safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee, he said. Here in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States. That's a good point. Trump made a vague reference to the events of Monday during a Tell rally for Sarah Palin, the former Alaskan governor who is now running for Congress. I didn't even know she was running. Another day in paradise, Trump said. This is a strange day. You'll probably read all about it. It's very important, he added, before continuing with his remarks. So they're trying, you know, apparently to use this, in his opinion, to keep him from running and affect the next elections, the midterms. But, you know, the hypocrisy, they would not investigate or raid Hillary Clinton over her servers, her emails. You remember Stroke, the fake Russian dossier, crack-smoking Hunter Biden and his laptop, Comey, Clapper, the Russian election meddling hoax. Remember the two-year-or-so Mueller investigation? Remember that? Remember there's still some sort of never-ending Durham report. And what a joke that is. I remember when Sean DePaul, before the 2020 elections, was talking about how damning the Durham report was going to be. And as far as I know, I think some parts of it's come out, but it's, you know, years. It's one of them, they're just going to let it die on the vine, I guess. And now Ray, a former president, FBI Director Ray, says, how dare the people threaten and distrust the FBI? Attorney General Garfinkel said so too. What a laugh that is. I mean, the sheer arrogance. They really do believe the American people are just simple-minded, brain-dead zombie dupes. An in-your-face, two-tiered injustice system. So they want to infuriate everyone. They're intentionally enraging the population with their double standards, their in-your-face hypocrisy. We all see it. We've seen it for a long time. But I think there's much, much more at work here. They're creating the future reality. Look how they used January 6th for mileage. And still are, well over a year later. Look how they used the Russian hoax for years. Endless hearings, then the impeachment BS. Look how they used George Floyd. That's a perfect example. I figure the FBI carried in whatever they wanted to find, planted it. What else would they do? They don't have to fake things well. They never do. Look at all the things they've lied to and faked since JFK. And on JFK in the late 70s, they did admit there was a second shooter. They admitted it was a conspiracy. But so what? Nothing happened. The U.S. S. Liberty, 9/11, 7/7, all these school shootings that don't make any sense. Syrian gas hoax, a litany of murders and supposed suicides. They don't have to fake it well. They get away with it anyway. Hell, Building 7 proves that. That's a perfect example. They create reality, and then they use George Orwell's "Who controls the past controls the future, and who controls the present controls the past." All of these events they have used to shape the future. Use the pandemic to rig the election. This raid will be and is being used to set up the coming election fraud and to demonize anyone that opposes the establishment. They have used all these events to make white right-wing supporters afraid to assemble or organize and to be censored. This is all being created to rig up the foreseeable future with COVID monkeypox, the next created variant they release, the endless vaccines, and the election. Ultimately, the Great Reset, and God knows what else. What I'm saying is these master manipulators are master manipulators, and they're following a script. Although it appears incredibly reckless, the Republicans, if they do take over, they won't have hearings that end in arrest and lengthy jail time. They will grandstand and give tongue lashings that turns into useless lip service, and then they will raise the white flag of surrender and say, we must come together. We must move forward. For democracy, for equality, and for diversity. I've yet to see any consequences. I've yet to see any accountability. I've yet to see justice for we the people. And until I do, we are living in a tyrannical dystopian hellscape. And I expect the nation-wrecking corruption at the highest levels to continue and only get worse. This is being done to show everyone that they can and will do anything to anyone. And that's my take on what we've seen unfold this past week. And, you know, if you remember, Obama took 30 million documents from the White House. The FBI never raided his mansion. If you remember, I think the Clintons took the furniture and took a bunch of just pretty much looted the White House. And supposedly, they took the W's off all the keyboards, if you remember that story. But they didn't do anything about that. And of course, they're even saying that Donald Trump had the nuclear weapons codes. President Donald Trump on Friday ridiculed a report suggesting he had classified documents about nuclear weapons at his home in Mar-a-Lago, which prompted the FBI raid on Monday. I mean, isn't that interesting? And then details continue to be released about the judge that signed off on the warrant to search President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. This is from 100%fedup.com. The day after the raid, it was revealed that the judge, Federal Magistrate Bruce Reinhart, at one point quit being a prosecutor to start his own private practice. During that time, he represented Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of aiding the sex trafficker in recruiting women and transporting them across the country. One lawsuit alleges that Reinhart used his position as a federal prosecutor to curry favor with Epstein before leaving the DOJ and immediately joined his payroll. So how about that? And I'll tell you, if you'd see a picture of this this Judge Reinhart, you wouldn't buy a used car from him. I'll tell you that much. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. We can next hour, you guys can chime in, add to, disagree, shed light on, or whatever you would like to. Do we have audio going, Sam? If not, we'll just save that till later. Okay, all right. Good enough. No problem. Well, I did see this past week, before I get into the next story, I happened to be watching Perry Mason, and they did a episode where he had went to Germany and was behind the Berlin Wall, and you ought to have seen the propaganda demonizing the German people. It really took me back, and it kind of made me think, you know, growing up, I probably watched more television than the average bear because I was home alone a lot as a child. But anyway, you know, there was a lot of movie stars back then, you know, 60s or 70s, that it didn't really surprise me later when I found out that they were homosexual, say like Jim Nabors, you know, Gomer Pyle. That didn't surprise me. Anthony Perkins, you know, that didn't really surprise me. Rock Hudson, yeah, that kind of did surprise me. And, you know, he was one of the first ones that died of AIDS. Did you know Amanda Blake, Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke? She died of AIDS. That was interesting. But Raymond Burr, that one did kind of surprise me. And I guess, you know, watching these TV shows, Bonanza, all these TV shows like that in the heat of the night, I really didn't realize the amount of propaganda that was mixed in growing up. But now looking back, when you catch some of this, you're like, wow, they really did put a lot in there that was unnoticeable at the time. RT, U.S. federal agents have seized the cell phone of Representative Scott Perry, the lawmaker said, blasting the agency for Banana Republic tactics. Here it goes again. Amid investigation into the 2020 presidential race, Perry announced the move in a statement on Tuesday, saying three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone while he was traveling with family. Now, isn't it interesting? They don't come to you. They do it while you're out traveling. You know, a lot of times people need their phone when they're out traveling. It's not a good time to have your phone seized while you're, you know, leaving and him being a congressman. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer. Well, What country do you think you're living in? Some place where there's, like, rule of law, decency? Who could make arrangements for them to have my phone? It was their wish, Perry said, adding, I'm outraged. Though not surprised, the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garfinkel's DOJ, would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress. Well, I think you hadn't seen nothing yet. Everybody better come to grips with the reality of the situation in America, where the governments went plumb rogue, and the hypocrisy is just off the chart, and the amount of lawlessness and in-your-face tyranny that is being done, and I mean, it's really ratcheting up. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. He's we can play clips now. Let's go ahead and play audio too. It'll fit here. And this, before I move on, this is Mark Dice on what happened with Trump. Audio two, please, Sam.
Well, the new Operation Mockingbird talking point is that Donald Trump stole classified nuclear secrets and stashed the documents in Mar-a-Lago, and that's why the FBI had to go and raid his home. The January 6th hearings, despite interrupting the regularly scheduled programming on the big television networks, did nothing to erode support for Donald Trump. Nobody cares about the hearings. In fact, people are tired of hearing about them. So now this is the new plot line, is that he stole the nuclear secrets. It's an obvious sympathetic attempt to try to derail Donald Trump's potential re-election campaign in 2024. But also, the media circus serves to distract much of the country from the Democrat agenda, which continues to operate behind the scenes. Them trying to normalize Boy Scout drag queens, institutionalize systemic anti-whiteism, and it gets people to stop focusing on the economy, which is a teetering house of cards. And since I watch the liberal media so that you don't have to, this is what's going on over there.
Donald Trump took nuclear documents home with him to Florida, and it took an FBI court-ordered search of his home to get those documents back.
Why the heck would the president say, I want to keep nuclear documents at a beach house?
Classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were found among the items that FBI agents sought in a search of the former President Donald Trump's Florida residence on Monday.
The FBI was searching for classified nuclear documents at Mar-a-Lago.
If Donald Trump kept in his basement or somewhere else illegally classified documents with nuclear secrets, and then pass those to potential enemies of the United States that could have been terrorists, hostile foreign governments. I'm just trying to think what would be the worst case if we're trying to think as Americans, what is our maximum exposure tonight? That's what it is.
He stole nuclear secrets to sell to an adversary, Russia, of course, which was literally the plot of probably half of the TV shows and movies back in the 1980s.
Tactical nuclear weapons that somebody was planning to sell to, oh, some nasty people around the world.
But the deep state may have gone too far, and some Democrats are now beginning to wonder whether or not this is going to embolden Trump and Trump supporters, galvanizing everyone behind the cause of rooting out the obvious corruption that now controls our government. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, the supposed president and most powerful man in the world, is having a hard time getting dressed. And if he's having this much difficulty putting on his jacket, you can imagine how hard it is for him to put the rest of his clothes on.
All right, right there. We can cut that there. That is, he had a clip of Brandon getting off an airplane, and he really was having tremendous problems putting his coat on. All right, we're coming over to break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Fear, and back in moments. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I got an email, someone saying the Babylon Bee is up. I think they were censored off of YouTube. If you go to their website, I was there the other day, they had a great video where it was like a guy went to the doctor's office and was being told he was pregnant, you know, and they were just making such mockery. I like that kind of humor, and it reminds me, I heard Dr. Duke say this past week, and I had thought about it too and intended to make mention of it because it's so true. But like in George Orwell's 1984, you remember they were having to say that 2 + 2 is 5. And Dr. Duke was pointing out that, you know, that's exactly what we're seeing here. We're supposed to say now that men can breastfeed, men can have babies. We're supposed to live in a time where a Supreme Court justice is incapable of defining actually what a woman is, and that is actually, you know, exactly where we're at in this extreme clown world that is beyond, you know, my wildest dreams that we would ever reach this level. But that is true. And in the clip, before I move on, the clip from Mark Dice, who I did meet one time, super nice guy. The outrage that the mainstream media, who was playing clips of various media, that one clip talking about nuclear weapons was from Knight Rider, if you remember that TV series. But the outrage, the media, the fear-mongering that they're doing. Oh, he's got nuclear secrets he's going to give, you know, of course, to the Russians or North Korea or Iran, you know, the trifecta of evil that we always have to have, this enemy, you know, the endless war on terrorism. We can't just try to all get along. We can't have that. You know, there's no profit in that, correct? So, but, you know, where was the outrage about 30 nuclear or 30 bioweapon labs, U.S. bioweapon labs in Ukraine? And of course, no outrage at the mass murder that we're causing in Ukraine and between Ukraine and Russia with the proxy war that we're funding to the tune of just billions of dollars. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to get into the Inflation Reduction Act that just passed the House. This past week, Twitter announced on Thursday that it would reactivate the enforcement of rules first introduced ahead of the 2020 U.S. presidential election, prompting a furious reaction from Republican supporters. Former Trump aide Jason Miller, who started a rival social media company, Getter, condemned the news as an attempt from Twitter's liberal executives to control the outcome of the elections and democratic process, calling them a repeat of the interference in the 2020 election. Silicon Valley social media giant said it will label misinformation and prevent its sharing, promote reputable news outlets, yeah, right, and pre-bunk any misleading narratives about election results. so, you know, it's just going to continue on because, you know, that's the way they want it. So that's the way they get it. There is no true First Amendment right, because they let these giant platforms censor whom they will, and you can always see in which direction that goes. And again, as back into the first segment, there's never any accountability, and of course the Republicans will whine and bitch and moan until they actually, if they ever do, get in control, and then they'll whine and bitch and moan and won't do anything about it. So I just find it all so sad and a little bit humorous in a way, because we're all practicing that definition of insanity, just repeating the same thing. I mean, the Republican Party just makes me sick. Bill Gates made some stunning admissions recently and said that COVID affected mostly elderly people and had a low fatality rate. He said it was a lot like the flu. This is needtoknow.news. Jimmy Dore pointed out that the average age of people who were diagnosed as dying from COVID was above the life expectancy rate. Gates also admitted that COVID vaccines do not block transmission. Now, if you go to needtoknow.news, you can watch this video. It's got some vulgar language, so I'm not going to play it here. But isn't that interesting? Now they'll admit the truth. You know, they do this cycle all the time. They tell all these lies, and there's no accountability. And, I mean, people drive trucks through the holes in their story. And, you know, people like me point out the lies and hypocrisy. You guys do, too. You know, I'm preaching to the choir. This audience sees right through it like not many audiences do. But then later they'll come along and, you know, they'll admit, just like Bill Gates is doing. And, you know, it doesn't matter. There'll be no consequences. But now he's admitting that the vaccines do not block trans. Well, what do the vaccine? What good is the vaccine? This lie that they keep holding on to. That, oh well, you of course anyone can say, well, if you take the vaccine, it'll be less severe than if you didn't take the vaccine. Well, of course anybody can say that. You can say that to anything, and of course that's so they do, because there's not going to be anybody, you know, much to refute that. All right, we're coming up on the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Appearing in the studio, running down the insane news of the week, saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. This one slid a little bit under the radar. TheGatewayPundit.com ran the story. The Biden regime is set to prolong the COVID-19 public health emergency. Once again, reported by Politico, according to 3 sources familiar with the situation, the government measures enhancing the health coverage, vaccines, and treatments will be extended by the Biden regime beyond the midterm elections, of course. With the proposed extension, the Department of Health and Human Services would keep the mandate in effect until November midterm elections and possibly into early 2023. It'll never end, will it? COVID is not over. The pandemic is not over, one senior Biden official said. It doesn't make sense to lift this declaration, given what we're seeing on the ground. The declaration allows the U.S. government to grant emergency authorizations of drugs, vaccines, and other medical countermeasures like vaccinating children, which is just completely insane. Well, the House passed the $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act. Breitbart News, unlike its moniker, would not reduce inflation and instead spends hundreds of billions of dollars on climate change and Obamacare programs. It passed 220 to 207 along partisan lines. The vote featured no Democrats voting against the bill and no vote, Republicans voting for the bill. This includes Representative Jared Golden, a swing district Democrat who voted against the American Rescue Plan and the Build Back Better Act. Breitbart News reported on Thursday that the House Republican leadership would whip Republicans against the legislation to ensure that zero Republicans voted for the bill. The legislation will allow Medicare to negotiate for prices of drugs, extend Obamacare subsidies for 3 years, which would cost $64 million, reduce the deficit by $300 billion. So they're going to spend $700 billion, and they're going to somehow reduce the deficit by $300 billion. So we go $100 million an hour. That's $2.4 billion a day. So that's about $75 billion a month. So I guess that'd be about 4 months worth of deficit reduction. Increase taxes while Americans just entered a recession. And, you know, they're saying they're going to increase these taxes. It's only going to be on corporations. And, of course, then they lie and say the corporations won't pass it on to the people. It's incredible. Boost is funding by the IRS for $80 billion, which would make the agency larger than the Pentagon, State Department, and Border Patrol combined. Isn't that interesting? Wow, that's scary. Create hundreds of billions of dollars in green energy slush funds for the federal government. The bill contains budget gimmicks and fake offsets that mask the true cost of the bill. So, not going to go into that too much more, but RT ran the story this past week. The U.S. Tax Authority has sparked an uproar after posting a job offer warning that new agents for the IRS must be prepared to wield deadly force against suspects amid heightened concern about heavy-handed tactics by the IRS as it seeks to hire thousands of new enforcers. Now, the bill says it's going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, and they're going to go after auditing people that are in the $75,000 a year annual income. So who is that? That's middle class America. The ones that can least afford it. You know how the whole IRS income tax gig is rigged is, you know, they can pretty much take anybody, even no matter how much they're trying to comply with the crooked system and find something they didn't do right because it's so complicated by design. So here we're talking about an agency that is now going to be larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and Border Patrol combined, getting 87,000 new agents. And now they've pulled this now because there's been an uproar, supposedly. But they pulled this, but it said an IRS job form seeking criminal investigation special agents was briefly taken offline and edited on Wednesday after its language stoked outrage on social media, according to Fox News and other outlets, though a previous version of the page noted that major duties of the job would include carrying a firearm, being willing to use deadly force if necessary. The listing visible on Thursday evening no longer contains that requirement. So here, what they're saying is, we will come and kill you if you won't pay into this system like a subservient slave. We have no money for cost of living increase for our elderly. We have no money to take care of our veterans, but we have endless amounts of billions to spend in the Ukraine. It doesn't matter how many billions of dollars we have to waste bringing in illegal, illiterate aliens so that we can nation wreck the country. And, you know, it is interesting. You know, they're busing them from Texas to Washington, D.C., and to New York City. And I saw the mayor, I forget his name, from New York City, and he was talking about maybe going to use the National Guard. Was it the mayor from New York City or the mayor from Washington, D.C.? I can't remember. One of the other, might have been D.C., was talking about that he was going to have to use the National Guard. Now, you won't use the National Guard to guard the nation at the border, but then you want to use them when they're being flooded into your city. And, you know, there's no other reason, if you boil it down, to be doing any of that insanity other than it is just part of the recipe for wrecking the nation. And, you know, lying about your taxes was already a crime. This means the IRS could already turn people over to be charged with a crime after federal law enforcement could then come with guns to arrest them. So, you know, all of this stuff combined is just such a frightening scenario. Now, the Gateway Pundit this past week ran a story, IRS annual report shows training of heavily armed agents raiding suburban homes. This is a Gateway Pundit, August 12th, which was yesterday, as I was putting this together about the 87,000 new IRS agents. I was doing a little looking around. IRS criminal investigation special agents can be seen in the 2021 annual report of the Internal Revenue Service conducting a variety of deadly force exercises. The agents are trained to shoot and kill you over your government taxes. The training exercise includes building entry, the use of weapons, defense tactics, and others. And see where I can find. I'm not sure where I've got this story, but there was I don't know where it's at. I'll find it. One of the congressmen was asking the IRS to explain its need of $700,000 or 700,000 rounds of ammunition. Yeah, here we go. This is Fox News. Texas GOP congressman sends letter to IRS about agency ammo stockpile. A Texas Republican congressman sent a letter to the Internal Revenue Service about the agency's ammunition stockpile. Representative Michael Cloud sent the letter with several of his colleagues on Friday regarding the agency's purchase of $700,000 worth of ammunition, as the agency is set to get billions of dollars in funding for tax enforcement. So, I mean, that's really interesting, isn't it? So, you know, actually, what does this boil down to? To me, when you look at it, it is the gigantic expansion of an internal militarized government agency to be used against the citizenry. I mean, you just heard how large it is. You just heard how much it's growing. You just heard how much it's being funded. And you just heard how they're being trained. So, you know, you remember how Lois Lerner under Barry Satoro was targeting conservatives, and remember how there was no accountability ever about that, unless they rolled some lowly peon, I don't remember. Look at how easily this will be to target anyone or everyone that they don't like, because, as I said earlier, the tax code, if you stack it up, you know, I forget how many feet tall it is. It's ginormous. And, you know, I've said it before. Well, one, you know, I'm opposed to an income tax because you're being taxed for your labor. If you choose not to work, you don't have to pay any. But if you choose to work, you somehow owe the government something. And you can see how good of a steward they are with spending money. It's horrible. You know, plus everything they practically they do, I'm opposed to. But here we are. So that that story and all of that in combination is quite a bit to digest. But I'm going to move on. How about this now? Where to get this? Breitbart News. President Joe Biden's border chief has opened a new route for the global migrants seeking jobs and housing in the United States. Yeah, we need to open up. You know, sure, every route is open. You know, don't want it clogged up or blocked. The faster route uses boats. I'm not making this up. Listen to this. The faster route uses boats to carry roughly 1,500 migrants per day from ports in Colombia around the deadly Darien Gap Trail and up to ports in Panama, according to Todd Bensman, the former intelligence official who now works with the Center for Immigration Studies. Bandits, floods, exhaustion, and accidents have killed thousands of global migrants on the Darien Gap, Isn't that called natural selection? As they walk through Panama's jungles and mountains toward Biden's welcome, said Benzman. But the new boat and bus route, that's the name of it now, the new boat and bus. Man, I mean, this should be traitorous to aid and abet, in many cases, criminal elements to invade the country. It's an invasion. And not upholding the laws that's on the books when you swear an oath should be criminal if there was any accountability. But there's not in this country. I mean, there might be if you're Bannon or Roger Stone or General Flynn. They'll certainly give you the railroad, but they certainly won't give it to Hunter Biden. I mean, it's just so, it's so sickening to see this level of corruption in your government just be such a cesspool right in your face. That's why I said earlier they're intentionally infuriating everyone, you know, and that one guy, you know, Christopher Ray was talking about how he couldn't believe, you know, just unbelievable that the people are mad at the FBI and people are saying they don't trust the FBI. But you know, that one guy, Ricky Schiffer, he went and supposedly attempted to shoot up the Columbus, Ohio FBI agency office and was killed this past week. So, I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. They're intentionally trying to infuriate and piss everybody off. But the new boat and bus route will not prevent the deaths of many migrants as they travel from the South American, the Caribbean, Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East to the United States. So the new boat and bus route will not prevent the deaths of many migrants as they travel from these other places. So I guess they need to work on that now that they've got this Darien Gap Trail problem solved by using boats and buses. You know, it's not that they just allow this to happen. They facilitate it. They fund it. It is intentional. Obviously. Obviously. Oh, my. I'm telling you. Fox News ran this story past week, and you think you've heard it all. If this is not totally insane, you tell me. Callers all next hour. So I'm going to get through the last of this news here, maybe, and it's just so insane. But listen to this. Los Angeles voters will cast their ballot on a proposal that could force hotels to house the homeless, a policy that many hotel owners concerned about how it will impact public safety. How it will impact public safety? How will it impact your hotel? How will it impact your bottom line? How will it impact your ability to run a business with profit if you're housing drug addict homeless? Have you not seen the library in Los Angeles? President of the Northeast Los Angeles Hotel Owners Association, wait for it, Ray Patel, joined Fox and Friends weekend Sunday to discuss why the policy is not a long-term solution and his worry if the policy is adopted. So Patel said, "This is not a solution. It's just temporary fix," Patel told co-host Carly Shimkus. And during Project Room Key, a great example, they housed the unhoused in the hotels, but the government never provided an end to the solution. So they had a Project Room Key, and they housed the unhoused. So maybe that's a new term, the unhoused. They never provide transitional services to permanent housing and simply issuing hotel vouchers, impacting our hotels, our marketability of those rooms, to the pain of the tourist. Patel touted the COVID era program, I guess it was during, you know, for that, to secure housing for the homeless, but stressed his concerns surrounding how the policy would impact public safety as crime continues to spiral out of control. Oh, crime's spiraling out of control? Well, who could have ever guessed that that would happen, given with regards to the policies that you fools have in California? and people fleeing in droves. And, the homeless is just out of control, so we'll just make let's just make the hotels house them. You know, they'll just have to put up with them, and that'll get them off the street. Well, you know what you'll have next? You'll have no hotels, so I'll close down. Unbelievable, the spiraling out of control that we're watching, the domino effect. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm going to try to cram as much as I can into this segment. Do you want to hear what your articulate, well-spoken, intelligent commander-in-chief had to say when he explains the Inflation Reduction Act to a group of about 30 people that showed up? Here is audio one, please, Sam.
Basis, like a $1.2 billion infrastructure project, like what we're doing today, we passed yesterday, helping take care of everything from health care to God knows what else. What we're going to do is we're going to see, for example.
God only knows what else is in the bill. That's what Brandon said. Is that not? And he was speaking to a group. I could raise a larger crowd than that. Anybody could raise. You could have a lemonade stand on the corner in the rain and probably raise a larger crowd than what he was speaking to. Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson has stated she supports a proposal to reduce segregation by banning areas where non-Scandinavians are the majority of residents. The Prime Minister, whose party controlled Sweden for nearly a decade, has worked tirelessly to bring migrants into the country, and she was in favor of breaking up de facto segregated neighborhoods. The plan had been outlined by her integration minister. I think it's bad to have areas where the majority are non-Nordic, she said. While statistics show Sweden notes that around 80% of those living in so-called vulnerable areas, known to many as no-go zones, come from foreign backgrounds. We've always stood for the fact that it's good to have mixed residential areas. So what I'm trying to say is they're trying to integrate, forcibly integrate, where these immigrants that they're bringing in live in clusters together, and then it turns into a no-go zone. So they're trying to do. Remember, Obama was trying to put like Section 8 housing in upper middle class white areas. It's kind of the same thing. In Ireland government wants to criminalize praying in front of abortion centers. Yeah, Breitbart News ran that article. Pro-life advocates in Ireland have denounced government actions toward outlawing even silent prayer outside of abortion clinics as a violation of the rights to freedom of speech, assembly, and peaceful protest. It's a violation of the rights to peaceful protest if you pray in front of an abortion clinic in Ireland, is what they're trying to do. I mean, the inmates have taken over the asylum. I mean, how crazy does it have to get? This past week, the Times of Israel, New York governor signs bill on Holocaust education to counter widespread ignorance. You have to be indoctrinated about the Holocaust. You can't be ignorant of the official narrative of the Holocaust. New York state governor on Wednesday signed legislation that requires state officials to monitor Holocaust educations in schools as anti-Semitism remains at record levels. And surveys show a lack of knowledge amongst the youth. The aim is to ensure schools carry out proper Holocaust education. I mean, this is the story that is just never goes away. I mean, you're doing it over and over and over and over and over. Coming up on the top of the hour, taking phone calls all next hour, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Going to take phone calls all next hour. We got Miles, Bruce, Daryl, and Paul lined up back in a moment.
Fighting the world every single day. Yeah!
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.